Welcome to another amazing, beautiful, phenomenal episode of Township Entrepreneurs, a show that has been designed to create and give a platform. Hola, hola, Shapunjan. A show that has been created to give platform to young entrepreneurs. I mean, today we've got a phenomenal lady who goes by the name of Tabi, who runs a mobile spa called Tabi's Mobile Spa. So, I mean, you know, I've been particularly interested in terms of how do I maintain myself. So I'll be doing two things as an entrepreneur. You know that you need to be moving. The second thing that you need to do is look good. So she'll be giving me that, taking me to meetings and polishing my nails. Thank you, and join me today. Hi Tabi, how are you? Good, good. I can't wait for you to take me on this ride. Let's go check out your spa. So Tabi, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Tabita in full. So Tabi is the name of my business. Tabi Mobile Spa has been in operation for 2 years now. The core factor of my business is the mobility, the convenience that we bring to our clients, because we commute to you. We provide the service into the comfort of your own home, your office environment, or any other location of preference. So basically, that's how we differ from your traditional spa base, be it in a shopping mall or at home. So basically, in a nutshell, that's what we do.
Yeah. And then, I mean, you know, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, why this particular business? Of all the businesses that you could have started, why a spa and then more than that, a mobile spa?
You know, before I obviously started this business, I used to work for a spa. I used to manage quite a few spas. And there has always been a need for the service being provided, be it in the boardroom or at the golf course. So I think that's where the idea came to life. So I sat down and I went to my drawing board, and I wanted to provide that type of service that would cut you the traveling involved. You know, you don't want to go to a spa and have a very relaxed treatment, then have to get in your car and drive in traffic. I mean, it for me, it defies the whole purpose of relaxation. Do you know what I mean?
I understand you.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, you're a female, you're an entrepreneur, and you're in the township. So those are three dynamics for me.
Yeah.
I think that one of the things that I'd like to then touch on is you're in the township firstly. What has been the response like in terms of clientele in the township? Are they educated about what you're trying to offer? Do they know the service?
Yes. In fact, you know, it has been so interesting because, you know, we tend to take the whole township for granted. You know, I think for me, more than anything, it's the education. I want to educate more especially the ladies in the township that, look, if you can afford a weave for 3,500 rands, you can afford a spa treatment, you can afford a facial or a massage, which is not even a luxury. For me, it's like gym. It should be a lifestyle. We need to take care of ourselves. So the reason why I wanted to do it in the township is just to break that barrier of massages or beauty treatments being a luxury, because it's really not. It's a necessity. We need to take care of ourselves.
So Tabi, I mean, what are some of the challenges that you have come across being a woman in business?
It's very hard as an entrepreneur at the pioneer stage to get up there. You need to build recognition, you need to build reputation. So I think you have to be very strong, have a very strong character, and just keep going.
So I mean, Tabi, when you decided to venture into this entrepreneurial space, did you get support from family?
I did. The support I received from my family was immense, especially my mother, you know. My siblings as well, though at the beginning it was very daunting for them, you know, Tabita, you've got two children, you know, you're a single mom, will it work, you know, but in the long run they became very supportive of my dream and everything that I wanted to accomplish, so I must say that they have been phenomenal.
Yeah. And then, I mean, in terms of the field that you're in, you mentioned a little bit earlier on, Gutsi, you know, you've worked for quite a few spas, you've managed them and stuff. So what sort of academic experience do you have, or rather experience, particularly in this field?
I have a degree in somatology through the University of Pretoria. And I've also had an opportunity to travel the world because I worked for the Queen Mary II, one of the grandest ocean liners in the world. So having had that experience from abroad also helped to open a lot of doors and opportunities in South Africa, because obviously our industry and that of overseas is quite different. So it really did give me a bit of a leverage, if I can put it that way.
So you're driving around. I mean, obviously there are implications to that. We're in Africa, and you know how the saying goes, it's African time. Do you find that people keep time? What are the challenges there?
For me, that is the worst. You know, I'll give you a typical example.
A couple of weeks ago, I had an appointment with my client. And I remember very well, it was a Sunday and the booking was for 2:00. And I always send an email or an SMS for your booking confirmation just to make sure that you remember the times and so forth. So I send all the relevant information to my client. I do it a day before and I do it on the morning as well. So I did all of that and I get to my client's house. Outside the house, I call my client. Client, I'm outside, and my client says, Tabitha, I'm on the road to Benoni. I completely forgot about the booking. So it does happen where clients will forget the bookings. And remember, the mobility is like 99.9% of my business. And so is my time. So you can imagine how it felt having to drive at a particular time to a client, only to find out that the client is not there.
Yeah,
so
no,
there are a lot of implications and challenges, but you just have to keep going, because I take it as a learning curve. I go back and I look at how I do things and where I can change or where I can improve.
Now, here's my question. If you had just a complete curveball, if we gave you 100,000 rand, what is there an immediate need in your business right now that you would aid? This is not a think about it type question. Is that answer? Are you gonna go on holiday? You're gonna buy equipment?
Or I'm gonna buy a Toyota Avanza.
Okay.
I'll definitely buy that, because at the moment space and capacity is becoming limited, because I have to carry a lot of equipmentation in my car back to front to climb. So my car is starting to get very small. So that's the first thing that I would do. I'd buy a bigger vehicle.
Okay, so Toyota, if you are listening, you know the lady or the young entrepreneur from the township, to make sure that you sponsor with that Avanza. Let's talk a bit about your clientele. You're currently situated in the township. I mean, what is sort of the percentage ratios in terms of your clients that are in the township and clients that are not at the township?
You know, when I started my business, the model was mobile. And I wanted to target your corporate company and offer corporate massages for them. So when I started, that was the only thing that I've done. And then as the business grew and progressed, there became a need for, Tabitha, can we come to you at home, or can you come to us at home? So now they 80% corporate, and now 20% of my clients that I go to at home or golf courses or pamper parties. So there is a ratio of 80-20, 80 corporates and 20 walk-ins. The response in the township has been incredible. In fact, at the beginning I used to undermine it, because I thought maybe this is not really the correct market. But the response has been great, because, you know, clients are looking for proper service.
I mean, how many people do you employ?
Tabi Mobile Spa has been in operation for 2 years now. For corporate events, I have employed 5 staff members, but on a freelance basis. Because remember, with corporate events, they're not every day.
Yes.
You know, so maybe I'll have an event 3 times a month. So I've got my freelance staff members that come and assist me. And at home, or when I do house calls,
It depends on how many people I'm catering for, but I do have someone on a full-time basis, just one staff member on a full-time basis.
Wow, that is, and I mean, you know, to, okay, before I ask you to close it up, take us on a journey. Where is Tavi's Mobile Spa in the next 5 years?
Tavi Mobile Spa in the next 5 years will be owning not one, but two Toyota Avanzas, fully branded. And Tavi Mobile Spa is hoping to move away from the current location, which is at home in Tembisa, Lebueng, at my mother's house. I would like to now relocate to my own offices, hopefully in a shopping complex where there's a lot of traffic. So, and we would also like to see ourselves having employed 5 staff members on a full-time basis this time.
Wow. And then, I mean, Tavi, to the young lady sitting at home thinking to herself, I'd love to do what she does. And I would really also maybe not even do what she does, but I'd love to just go out there and do something myself. What are your words of inspiration to that young lady?
You know, I'd actually like to take it on a more personal level. I've been divorced for 4 years. And anyone that's divorced and young, I'm sure they will relate that it's a very difficult time. And at that particular time in my life, it felt like it was the end of the world. And I think that's where my dream of becoming an entrepreneur and stand on my own 2 feet came from. So I've learned that when things happen to you in life, it's not the end. Here I am today, I've built a brand for myself. I'm building a name for myself. So anything is possible if you put your mind to it.
One of the biggest things we learned today in today's shoot is the story of courage from a young lady who decided to do something about her life. I mean, she's been working in the cinematology space for a number of years, and she saw a gap in the market, and she decided, let me just jump and take this. And she didn't take this gap or this opportunity in life, in a time in her life which was easy, but she took it when things were really going very hard for her. This then just goes to say that it doesn't matter what the situation is, or how dark or how blue, you need to make up in your mind that you're going to be a success. With success, successful and powerful people purely live by the simple motto of getting things done. So you need to make up in your mind that you're going to get things done beyond all the positions and beyond all things in your life, and you're going to go out there and do something phenomenal. Thank you for joining us for Township Entrepreneurs. Join us again next week. The details are on screen. Hashtag us. Join in on the conversation. Follow our entrepreneur and tell people about Township Entrepreneurs. Thank you very much.